Well, perseverance. Talking to the kids about perseverance, I think, was easier than some of the things that we have to go through as adults to try to get through to the next step some days, as Yarka is finding out right now in her grief and sorrow. Sometimes perseverance seems like it's so far away that we just can't go another step. And yet, when we talked about the Holy Spirit last week and how the Spirit is always there for us, that there's something in us that always helps us to keep us going. So join me in prayer, please. God, Creator, you love us and you are with us more than we know how to even say and thank you. We feel your presence, especially in those times of difficulty when we need you the most. We thank you for being with us even when we don't need you, or we think we don't need you. When our lives are perfectly beautiful and everything seems fine and there's no perseverance, we thank you for being with us in the water and the rain, in the weather that we have, in the mountains. We thank you for being in and with us in so many ways. Help us today to feel your joy and to connect with you in a way that we haven't connected before. Help us to take in the message and the music and the wonder of meeting together in this holy place. In your name we pray. Amen. So yesterday, we went to Sugar House Park early in the morning. It was pouring rain, and my husband Alex and my granddaughter Kinley were going to run a race, Girls on the Run. And it was terrible outside. And there were about 12 or 13 girls who were supposed to run, and I thought, we're going to be the only ones who show up. And we got there a little bit early, and there were already three or four girls there. They couldn't wait to run the race. They were fine with it. And as time went on, it got colder and wetter, and they were starting to wonder if they actually wanted to run. And yet they all said that they were committed. At the last minute, one or two other girls showed up, and I think there was only one who couldn't make it, and she had a good excuse. But I was thinking, if I was 10 years old and it was pouring rain and it was freezing and I had to run over 3 miles, I don't know that I would have done it. But these kids were all running with their brothers, grandfathers, mothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, and it was a really important thing to them. And at the end, they all got a medal. But they had to run the race to get the medal. So at the end of the day, everybody ran, and they all came up and proudly showed their medals. And it was like the cold didn't matter anymore. All that they went through didn't matter anymore, but they got to do this thing and proudly show that they had this medal. Well, perseverance isn't always about athletic events or, you know, moving or whatever kinds of things come in our lives. But sometimes perseverance is just getting through every day, trying to figure out how we fit in, what's our place in the world, and how do we just keep going in that when we maybe aren't so sure about all of those things. And I think the key to that partly is what we talked about last week, about having the Spirit of God to help us, and that the Spirit of God shows itself in all of us, that we're all the hands and feet and voice of this Spirit, of how we connect. But it's also there even when you're alone. It's there whether you think it's there or not. We have a spirituality to us that whether we're aware and we're going to tap into that, that's our choice. But that Spirit is always alive there. And it's interesting to hear Paul talk about this. Paul is so interesting, and I love Paul. A lot of people think that Paul, is pompous. But to me, everything that he writes about is about hope. You know, Paul was persecuting the Jews, persecuting the Christian Jews, before he actually believed in Christ. And he's, you know, he fully admits, I got it all wrong. I had the wrong thing that I was persevering to do. And he's just completely open about being humble about what this real perseverance is in life. And the last thing that he says is that we are given this great gift, and not only is it a gift, but it's, in Eugene Peterson's words, we can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. So there isn't enough thanks. There isn't enough, you know, we can't contain how wonderful it is. It's like in the 23rd Psalm when you read, my cup runneth over, and you have so many blessings that it's overflowing. And to talk about that as in terms of our perseverance, you know, the Christians during this time are being persecuted. And perseverance is a whole different thing for them, to be able to keep going in what you believe when somebody is holding you accountable in a really negative way and saying you could die for this belief. Perseverance takes on a whole new meaning. And even in those things, Paul is saying, your cup is running over. But I think the real point in this that we can learn today, because we're not being persecuted in the same way. We're not in a war. Nobody's saying you're going to die because you're sitting in this sanctuary today. But what we really get to know is that whatever we go through, that God is there, and that we're there for each other, and that our cups do run over, that when we go through something hard, that we have each other to hold each other up. And that the blessings that come from going through something hard. And I would say that, you know, when we celebrated the funeral for Jerry, the blessings that I got that day from people loving me because I loved Jerry so much helped me to get through to another day, to say, this is so great that we could come together, that we all love each other, and that we all loved Jerry. And even though this is hard, the blessing is so real and huge and buoys us, all of us. So perseverance, that blessing, is just amazing. So whenever you're going through something, whatever it is, think about that. Alex and I, after we had Madison, we tried to have more children, and I had a couple of miscarriages, and the last one, I was further along, and I thought everything was going to be okay, and I spent lots of time in prayer, and when I lost that baby, I thought that my life was going to be over, and I remember yelling at God. You know, I was in my living room all by myself. I needed time alone, and just wailing like I had never cried before. But in the midst of that, there was something that said to me, you know, Marijke, when somebody else is going through that, you are going to know what they went through, and your compassion is going to be so big that you're going to help them to get through it too. That I wasn't alone, not just because I had God there to talk to, but because I had so many people who loved me, through that situation. And as much as I still hurt sometimes about that, and you can tell I'm teary about it today, the love that I got was that overflowing of blessing that Paul is talking about. That even though I went through something hard, the perseverance, the getting through it, going through day to day and taking care of my other children, happened because I could do it because I knew I was loved. So we all have those things in our lives, and it's amazing to think that as Christians, as prayers, as we've had so many wonderful miracles in this building, things that I call miracles, some people might not, but we have Diane here, and we have people here who are doing well because we love each other so much. It didn't keep me from losing my baby, or Yarka from losing Jerry, or all of us from losing Jerry, but we have each other, and those things happen because we live in a world like we do, and we have to accept that hard things are going to happen, but that good things can come from that too. That we can understand each other more fully, that we can be more compassionate and empathetic to each other. So this idea of perseverance is so key to who we are as people. We want to persevere. We want to know that we can get through it, and we have each other, and we have the Spirit of God that we have through each other and in each other. So let's feel so blessed today and love each other and know that we all have been through things like this. So thank you, and many blessings to you, whatever you're going through today. Amen.